A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Tzadi Zayin, Yevamos 97A, pagination is 193, but we will start on the facing page. We're on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis 96B, pagination 192, about midway in the wide lines, at the end of a line, Ozal Rebbe. The Gemara over here recounts how Rabbi Yochanan taught something in the Beis Medrash. For our purposes in this session, doesn't matter what it is that he taught, but Rabbi Yochanan taught something in the Beis Medrash, and the Gemara says, "Also Rabbi Elazar Omar Lishmaita Be Midrasha V'lo Omra Mishmei De Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Elazar went and he retold that statement of Rabbi Yochanan without giving Rabbi Yochanan credit. Shama Rabbi Yochanan Ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard it, that it's being said without attributing it to him, and he was upset. It bothered him. He was makbid. He felt offended. We're going to skip about six lines, and in the middle of the line, Ul Ligabei Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi came to him to put things in perspective and to calm him down. Now, we have to think, what is it that was bothering Rabbi Yochanan? So we know there is a Mishnah in Avos that says, Kala Omer Dava B'Shem Omro Mevi Gu'ula La'olam, any person that says something in the name of somebody else, he cites the source. So that brings redemption to the world. That's very powerful. That's attributing it properly, causes Hakaras HaTov, causes Geula, redemption. And the Mishnah gives an example, Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai, Esther told the salvation of the king in the name of Mordechai. Mordechai exposed Bigson Veseresh in the story of Purim as trying to kill the king. And because Achashverosh appreciated what Mordechai did and wrote it into the book to remember, so therefore later when Haman has his plot, on the contrary, Achashverosh is looking for ways to reward Mordechai, simply because Esther recounted the information in the name of Mordechai. So we have this concept that you could bring redemption to the world by saying it in the name of whoever's initiative it was, whoever's teaching it was. But we're going to see that it goes even deeper over here. And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi first is going to comfort Rabbi Yochanan. At the end of the line, Aleph Lamed Omar Le, he said to him, Kasha Tziva Hashem es Moshe Avdo, Kein Tziva Moshe es Yehoshua. The way Hashem taught it to Moshe, that's the way Moshe taught it to Yehoshua, referring to Torah. V'chin also Yehoshua, and that's the way Yehoshua did it. Lo Heisir Davi Mikol Hashar Tziva Hashem es Moshe, and he did not deviate from what Moshe was taught. Asked Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, V'chi al kol dover she'omer Yehoshua ye'omer lohem kach omer li Moshe. Do you really think that every time Yehoshua said something, he said, and this was taught to me by Moshe? It would get a little absurd. Everything was taught from Moshe. Ella, rather, Yehoshua, Yoshe v'doreish stam. Yehoshua would teach. V'hako yodim she'terasa shom Moshe hi. And everybody understood that it was the Torah of Moshe because Moshe was his Rebbe. Af Rabbi Elazar Talmidech, Yoshe v'doreish stam. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi comforted Rabbi Yochanan and said that Rabbi Elazar, your student also, he teaches. But everybody knows Kishalachahi that he's your student, and therefore he doesn't have to cite on every item that it's truly in your name. It's understood that it's in your name. That's his Rebbe. Amar Lohem. Rabbi Yochanan responded that this he found very meaningful, and he comments, Mipnei ma'iyatem yodim lefayis kiven idi chaveirenu. Why can't everybody appease people the way Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi is able to appease people? For Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kapit kulei hai, the Gemara asks, and why indeed was Rabbi Yochanan so upset that it wasn't cited in his name? It's not a gaiva thing. The Gemara answers, Dam Rav Yudam Rav, because there's a special zuchus, a merit, that's activated when a person is quoted in Torah. My dechsev, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says, David states, Agura va'ol cha'olamim, he davens that he should be able to live in your tents forever, in your tent forever, plural, worlds. How can a person live in two worlds? David said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Yehiratzo, may it be your will, sheyomru dvar shemua mipi ba'olam hazeh. May it be Hashem's will that they should say Torah over from me in this world. And Rashi says, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, from later generations' teachings, but the basic idea is shiusif say naos bekever ki ilu ani chai. Because if a person is quoted even after he's passed on, it's as if his lips are moving in the grave. The Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because that's the tradition. Kol Talmud Chacham Sham Davar Shmua Mipiv Ba'olam Hazeh. Whenever a person is quoted in this world by live people, Sivsosav Dovivos by Kever, his lips move in the Kever, he lives on. The Marsha spends some time on explaining this, and just two quick thoughts from the Marsha. Dibur is a koach ruchani. Speech is a spiritual energy. It's not like using your hand and banging on the table. It's not wielding a hammer or kicking a ball. Speech is a spiritual thing. And when a person is quoted, so it's me'orer the koach sheyeshno kevar ba'olam, it activates that energy that was already released in the world when the item was originally taught. It activates it, and it's as if the person is continuing to speak, continuing to impact. So that's this concept, and this is why Rabbi Yochanan was upset, and he was comforted when he was told that Rabbi Elazar is your student. Everything he says is attributable to you, which actually is very much coinciding with what the Gemara quotes as Rabbi Yochanan's concern. Because if you'll think about it, David is the one davening, Agura va'ol cha'olamim, I want to be in Hashem's tent forever, plural. He wants to be in this world and the next world. He wants people to say things over in his name. And quite honestly, if you go through all of Torah, all of our tradition, it's not common, really not common, to find something quoted in David's name. That it should say, well, this is the opinion of David. It's really not common. Why not? David was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Why is it that we don't quote things in his name? And the answer presumably is that his opinion was incorporated in Jewish tradition as the house opinion, as the main opinion. It's not quoted in his name. The following generation simply were students of his, and everything they said was understood to be from him or with his impact. And therefore, what we see over here is that to have this impact of sifsos of dovavos bakever, that the lips should continue to move, and the person should be fulfilling agura va'olcha olamim, is precisely like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi comforted Rabbi Yechanan. It does not require that the name actually be said, I heard this in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, but rather, if a Rebbe sets a Talmud in motion in the way that the Talmud is truly attributable to the Rebbe, then even if he doesn't verbally quote the Rebbe, but his very essence is attributable to the Rebbe, then indeed this was fulfilled, and it's as if the Rebbe continues to learn and to teach and finds his continuity even in this world through this student. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.